嗯，啊，弟兄姊妹，我愿意接续啊之前的我一些的交通。
First and sisters, I'd like to continue what I have shared before.
嗯，但愿我们在啊人生的道路上面。
May we on the road of life.
啊，知道神他工作的法则，在我们身上工作的这个原则。
To know the principles of how the Lord works in us.
神在我们人身上工作的时候呢，他总基本上是照这个照有几个步骤。
How the Lord works in man, there are a few steps.
他是用意象，然后呼召跟使命，然后再借着人呢完成他的工作。
To use vision, calling, and commission to call us out to do His work.
所以我在之前哈，我与弟兄姊妹交通了这个意象跟呼召。
I shared with you before about the vision and the calling.
啊，我希望弟兄姊妹不要感觉好像这些是很抽象的事情。
I hope you don't feel this is too abstract.
这个意象就是里面一个眼睛属里面的眼睛的一个属灵的看见。
The vision is your spiritual eyes. You're able to see.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们里面有一个眼睛。
The Bible tells us that we have eyes within.
我们要有一个活在光明当中的生活。
We want to have a life that lives in the light.
啊，基督的生活不是只是肉眼看见眼见的东西。
A Christian life is not what the human eye sees.
因为我们要看见神呢，要看见他的事情要从我们属灵的眼睛来看。
To see God and His things, we have to use our spiritual eyes.
昨天我问一个刚刚信主的一个弟兄。
I asked a brother who has just come to Christ.
他听福音听了一年了。
He has listened to gospel for about a year.
然后有一天他就突然听了福音就突然信主。
All of a sudden, he heard the gospel one day and he wants to believe.
我就问他说你是怎么信主的
I asked him how did you want to believe
他说那天的交通呢其实我之前也都听过、
that night sharing I have heard it before
但是我那以前 听的时候呢好像也接受也知道这样子
When I listened to it in the past as if I accepted it
但是那天好像讲同样的话但是我里面好像突然通了
But that night, it was that day was the same words, but within me, it was opened up.
基本上是一样的话，但里面的反应是不一样。
Basically, they are the same words, but the reaction is different.
所以弟兄姊妹，其实这个就是一个属灵的看见。
So brothers and sisters, this is a spiritual seeing.
好像里面的看见一个东西呢，他就信了，看见就信。
That from within, he sees something and he believes it.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在肉眼的时候，你看见一个东西，你信。
With your physical eyes, you see something and you believe it.
然后在属灵的事情上面，你里面看见了，然后你信。
Spiritual things, when you see with your spiritual eyes, and you see it, you believe it.
所以有的时候是，我们好像头脑知道，哎呀，主的这个，主是神，他真是很浩大。
Sometimes in our head, we know that God is God, our Lord is a God, is God, and He is Almighty.
但也许有一天或者有一段时间你好像里面真的摸着主是一个浩大的主
Then maybe one day you realize within you that he is so awesome
他是创造宇宙万有掌管一切的神
That he creates the universe and he controls that he is sovereign over all
所以当里面碰到这件事情的时候你对神的认识就不一样
So when it within you you're touched within theYou know God in a different way.
然后，同样的道理，我们有时候对主的救恩好像感觉都知道了这样。
It's the same with the salvation.
然后主的宝血洗净我们的罪。
Our Lord's blood washes away our sins.
但是也许有一天呢，好像这个宝贵呢，深深的让我们心里面这样子去摸着去看见。
And perhaps one day, this preciousness is touched within our hearts, and we see it.
所以我们对那个主的恩典那个反应呢，就体会就不一样了。
And our response towards God's grace is different.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个很重要，所以我们需要从里面真的去摸着去看见。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important. It's important for us to see from within.
然后那个当我们看见的时候呢，神有一个呼召。
When we see it, God has a calling.
也就是说，他所要的这件事情呢。 他就开始就借着呼召跟我们连在一起。
What he wants through that calling, he links us together.
然后像我们有一些简单的例子。
Some examples?
比如说在圣经里面，神说，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，对不对？
In the Bible, it says that I beseech you in the love of God.
所以他写得很清楚，他说，我以神的慈悲劝你们，就是向你们说这句话。
That I beseech you.
Sorry. 罗马书十二章第一节这里。
Yeah, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.
所以当这件事情哈，当我们看见说，哎呀，神原来要我们把身体献给他，归给他。
So when we see that God wants us to offer our lives to Him.
然后你里面碰到这件事情，你明白这件事情了。
When you're touched within and you understand it.
那同时这件事情也成为神对你的一个个人的一个呼召。
And this becomes a personal calling.
这个就是呼召。
This is the calling.
那什么是使命呢？
What is that?
使命就是我们对这个呼召的反应。
What is that commission, that ministry? It's your response to this calling.
因为这个神的这个呼召好像是他单方面的，对不对？
So the calling is as if it's on one-sided.
那当他这样子呼叫我们的时候呢，那我们怎么跟这个回应这件事情呢？
When God calls us, how do we respond to this calling?
当我们回应的时候呢，这件事情就成了我们的使命。
And when we respond to this calling, it becomes our ministry.
你不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有看过那种电视的广告，那种军队啊，要人那个保卫国家那种广告。
I don't know if you have come across advertisement about the National Guard.
对，反正那种广告都是
all the other army corps
配上一种音乐，然后很振奋人心，说哎呀，国家需要你这样。
And it comes with all the music that you know it's like you know the country needs you.
国家在呼叫你啊。
The country is calling you.
你那个你这个呼叫是你要保卫国家安全，保卫全体人民的这个生命安全的。
It's the calling is to protect the country and to protect the people.
所以有时候看了真是热血沸腾，觉得哇，这个呼召真是非常的伟大。
And when you see it, you know, you are attracted by it, and you know, you feel it's very important.
对，也许很多年轻人就这样子。就成了他的使命，就答应这个呼召，就成了他的使命去当兵了。
Perhaps many young people would answer this calling and become soldiers.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们从神那边蒙的呼召比这个高多了。
Brothers and sisters, the calling from God is much higher than us.
神有一个非常荣耀，这个属天的这个心意呢，要我们把我们呼召出来。
God has a glorious heavenly calling purpose to call us out.
我上次提到那个有一个。弟兄叫做有一个圣经上有一个人物叫马太。
There's this brother called this person called Matthew in the Bible.
然后当神呼叫他成为门徒的时候
，When God calls him to be a disciple，
也许他心中感觉他不太配。
Maybe he feels that he is unworthy.
所以他称自己叫做税吏马太。
He said he's the tax collector Matthew.
但是呢，税吏马太因着神的呼召，他的身份变成了主的门徒。
But because of this calling of God, he becomes God's disciple.
那个有弟兄们是这样子，有一种感觉哈。
Brothers have felt this way.
就是这成为主的门徒呢，其实是一个非常怎么讲，是一个非常宝贵、一个非常崇高的一个呼召。
To be a Lord's disciple is a high calling.
所以我们知道在福音书里面主耶稣是呼召门徒很清楚的。
In the Gospels, the Lord Jesus calls his disciples.
可是在主耶稣离开地上的时候呢，到了教会的时候，这个门徒这个名词好像就在圣经上没有出现。
After our Lord is risen, it's ascended, in the church, this disciple has not, this term has not appeared.
好像在所有书信里面你都看不到这个名词。
In the, Letters, epistles, you can't see this word.
但是我们又很清楚知道说主要呼召的是要找的是门徒。
But we are very sure that the Lord is looking for disciples.
所以有一些弟兄们就心中就有个感觉啊。
So brothers have the sense in their hearts.
他说在可能在当时代的这些弟兄们， 对这个名词感觉非常的尊敬。
Maybe because at that time brothers respected this term.
Disciple 这个 term.
Disciple.
他们有个感觉就是说，如果是门徒的话，他应该多结很多果子在他身上。
If it's a disciple, then the disciple should bear much fruit.
好像才配得上称为门徒的。
Then it's worthy to be called disciple.
所以我相信，我们就相信，就是说，很多人的确呼召愿意跟随主。
Many are called to become disciples of the Lord.
但是他们觉得这个呼召是非常的这个崇高的，所以他们有点不敢把这个名词挂在他们的身上。
They feel this is a high calling and they dare not use this term on themselves.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的呼召，我们的使命呢，是非常非常崇高的。
Brothers and sisters, our calling and our ministry is very high.
那我们今天，我今天愿意比较着重在使命这一方面。
I want to place emphasis on this ministry.
当我讲到使命的时候，有一件事情就是说，到底使命我们得到的是什么使命？
What is this ministry that we have gained? We are called to.
对，它的内容是什么？
What is the substance?
那这一点我不能今天不多讲，但是我想要解释一下。
I would not go in too much, but I would like to explain a little bit.
其实哦，意向、呼召、使命的内容是一样的。
The substance of the vision, the calling, and the ministry is the same.
也就是说，神给我们一个看见的时候呢，然后他就呼叫我们有这个任务。
When God calls us to see, then He calls us and gives us this responsibility.
也就是说，我们所看见的呢，然后神所呼叫的呢，就是我们的使命。
And the thing that we see and for God calls us to is our ministry.
所以我在讲哈，我们要能够看见这件事情非常的重要。
To be able to see is very important.
因为如果我们不看见、不知道神要什么的话，我们根本就不晓得我们的使命是什么。
If we do not see, if we do not understand what the Lord is one of us, then we do not know our ministry.
有年长弟兄讲到他年轻的时候。
Elderly brothers have mentioned about. Well, elderly brother has mentioned about his younger days.
对，他刚信主得救，感觉哇，心中热血沸腾。现在主的恩典临到我。
When he first accepted the Lord Jesus, his heart is full of thanksgiving.
然后有一次有一个聚会，那个前面的传道人就问说，有没有人要服侍主？
Pastor was calling who to serve the Lord.
然后前面就挂了一个中国大地图。
It was a big Chinese the map of China.
然后我们的弟兄就非常的热切要服侍主，就跑到台上去。
Our brother wanted to serve the Lord so much, and he went up to the stage.
然后就指着那个蒙古那个地方。
And he pointed to Mongolia.
啊，但结果他一辈子都没有去过蒙古。
But he did not go there his entire life.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们不看见主在我们身上要的是什么的话，我们的使命就是我们自己想。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not see what the Lord has called us for, then our ministry is just what we think about.
所以我们要知道我们的使命是什么呢？我们需要我刚刚讲的，我们需要活在明亮的光中。
To know our ministry, then we have to live in the light.
那我今天比较想要着重的就是说，我们对使命的反应。
Our response to this ministry.
就是当有使命来的时候，我对使命的态度跟对他的一个反应是什么？
When it's there, my reaction and my attitude towards it, what is it?
所以圣经里面有一个词叫做执事，就是 ministry.
In the Bible, there's the word called ministry.
就是职业的职，然后事情的事，执事。
It's your job and
ministry. Ministry.所以其实这个就是我们的使命。
This is our ministry.
那个我们读两处的圣经。
We'll read two places in the Bible.
请翻到路加福音七章三十一节。
Luke chapter 7 verse 31.
路加福音第七章三十一跟三十二节。
Luke 7:31-32.
主要说这样，我可用什么比这世代的人呢？他们好像什么呢？好像孩童坐在街市上，彼此呼叫说：“我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；我们向你们举哀，你们不啼哭。”
And the Lord said, "Whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like?" They are like unto children sitting in a marketplace and calling one to another and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept.
主耶稣在这边是什么意思呢?
What does the Lord Jesus mean here?
他说这个世代哈的人有一种情况。
That this generation they have this condition.
他们对神没有反应。
They have no response to what the Lord.
当那个吹笛的意思好像就是当欢喜快乐的时候
and they blow the pipe. It's like it's when you're happy.
没有反应
And there's no reaction.
当有那个举哀，有那个哀伤，有忧愁的时候，没有反应
When there's mourning, there's sorrow, there is no reaction.
所以这个世代有一个特性，就是对神没有反应
This generation, they do not have reaction to what the Lord.
虽然这些讲的是世上的人，但其实这个原则。这个情况也发生在基督徒的身上。
Even though it speaks about the unbelievers, but it also happens among God's children.
我们再请翻到旧约以赛亚书的第六章。
In the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 6.
旧约以赛亚书第六章的第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and this train filled the temple, and his train filled the temple.
这边有一个先知以赛亚呢，他有一个看见主坐在宝座上。
Here, there is a prophet Isaiah. He sees that the Lord is sitting upon his throne.
请跳到第八节。
We'll skip to verse 8.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说我在这里，请差遣我。
Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here am I, send me."
所以弟兄姊妹，这边以前我是用保罗当例子。
Brothers and sisters, I used Paul as an example in the past.
保罗在原本是逼迫基督徒的。
Before he was persecuting Christians.
当他走在大马色路上要逼迫基督徒，碰见了一个大光。
On his road to Damascus, he see a great light.
所以那个是主开了他心中眼睛，叫他看见神了。
The Lord opened his inner eyes to see God.
那结果呢？主就差遣他要去万民那边为他做见证。
So God sent him to witness to the all the nations.
所以他的一生呢，这件事情就成了他一生的使命。
So this became his life's ministry.
所以当他在比较晚期的时候，他说：“我一直都没有违背主给我看见的那个意象。”
So in the later years of his life, he said he has not gone back on this vision that the Lord has called him to do.
所以那个他的看见跟神的呼召就成了他一生的使命。
So the seeing and this calling of the Lord has become his life's ministry.
其实以赛亚也是一样。
The same with Isaiah.
以赛亚在第六章的时候，他看见了一个天上主坐在宝座的意象。
In chapter 6, he sees the vision of the Lord sitting upon a throne.
那接着主就呼叫说，我可以差遣谁呢？
It's followed by the Lord asking, whom shall I send?
那谁能够为我出去呢？
And who will go for us?
然后以赛亚答应了，他说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
And Isaiah answered the calling, here am I, send me.
所以我借着一些年长弟兄们的帮助啊，我们知道这个是以赛亚生命当中的一个关键。
With the help of brothers before me, I see that this is that
一个 turning point,
a turning point for Isaiah.
所以在他看见之前呢，他已经是个先知。
Before he see the vision, he was already a prophet.
可是他做的这个他出的话语呢，基本上都是非常严厉的审判。
But all of him are words that are of judgment.
所以我们看以赛亚书第一章到第五章 90% 以上都是神的怒气在那。
From chapter 1 through chapter 5, 90% is God's wrath.
但当他到第六章得着这个看见跟回应成了他使命的之后呢？
But in chapter 6, after he has received this calling and this vision became his life's ministry,
我们就看见以赛亚好像他过去的看见是比较片面的。
What Isaiah saw in the past was only partial.
然后到了他第六章之后呢，你会看见他的预言，他的这个话语呢，好像把全面的把我们的主呢显明出来了。
After chapter 6, you see that his prophecy, it show forth the entire of show forth the Lord in entirety.
所以在那个夏天我是回台湾去度假，我就把以赛亚书读一读。
When I went for summer vacation, I read through Isaiah.
我就把所有里面感觉很像跟主一样的事情呢，都把它列出来。
Things that are related, kind of same as our Lord, I wrote it down.
所以我就发现，哇，好稀奇啊！这个以赛亚把主耶稣的出生、受死、他的执事、他的再来等等，好像很生动的呢，都把它预言出来。
I found it was so amazing that Isaiah wrote about our Lord's his birth, his crucifixion, his ministry, his coming, his coming again, so vividly written before us.
所以以赛亚就成了一个弥赛亚的先知。
And he became the prophet of Messiah.
所以弟兄姊妹，我这边想要强调就是说，以赛亚对于神的呼召，他有一个回应。
I want to emphasize here that Isaiah has a response to what the Lord's calling.
所以今天我们必须要问我们自己。
We have to ask ourselves today.
如果主耶稣，如果我们的神，我们的主呼叫我们的时候呢，我们是否有反应？
If our Lord calls us, would we respond to him?
还是说当主欢喜快乐的时候，我们没有感觉？
Maybe when the Lord is joyful, we have no joyfulness in us.
当主为我们忧伤的时候，我们也没有感觉。
When he is grieving for us, we do not feel anything.
我以前我有时候跟福音朋友讲到福音的时候，
sometimes when I share talk about the gospel to these friends,
我蛮常用我自己以前悖逆的这个例子。
I oftentimes share about how I was very disobedient.
Rebellious, yeah.
Rebellious to what the Lord.
所以我说我高中的时候有一次补习要去补习班，然后走在路上。
When I go to a class.
啊，对对对。
Maybe extra classes after school.
对，然后路上有一个基督徒在那边发诵圣经。
And you know, as I was walking, there was this Christian giving out Bibles.
他一发，我说你发，那你发我就拿吧。
He was like, oh, well, since you gave it to me, I'll just take it.
结果前面几步路就有一个垃圾桶。
A few steps ahead of me was a trash can.
我就当我也没看他，我就大概也当正当着他面，我就直接把圣经扔到垃圾桶。
I don't know if she saw it, but I just threw it into the trash can.
我讲这个故事给朋友听的时候呢
，When I tell them the story.
我的目的是说，以前我跟他们也一样。
My purpose is to let them know I was the same as them before.
但今天神的恩典呢，让我成了一个完全不同的人。
But today God's grace has turned me into a totally different being.
我通常这个事情哈，我只在传福音的时候想到。
Most of the time, I've only thought about these things when I'm sharing with a friend.
但不晓得为什么，我上礼拜天。播饼的时候想到这件事情。
I don't know why last week when we were breaking the bread, I thought about this thing.
对，所以当我一想到这件事情的时候，我就感觉，哇，我真的是蒙受神很大的怜悯。
When I thought about this, I know that I have it was much grace that have come upon me.
所以神怎么会救我这种人呢？
How did God save such a being as me?
所以我就想到说，我们神的那么大的恩典临到我们身上。
Such enormous grace come upon us.
那为什么不回应神的呼召？
Why do we not respond to his calling?
难道我们对主是这么一个冷漠的情况吗？
Are we so cold towards the Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹，我要对神的呼召，对神的所要的，我们要有反应。
What the Lord wants, we have to have a response.
每次当我思想到一个那个。旧约有一本书叫做约伯记。
In the Old Testament, there is a book, the book of Job.
那本书蛮特别的，因为很明显， 撒旦在那里挑战神。
It was very clear to us that Satan was challenging God.
然后神就挑选了一个人叫做约伯，说你可以借着这个人挑战我。
And God chose a person, Job, that through him, Satan can challenge him.
因为神有把握说，在这个人身上呢，他可以怎么样，不会羞辱神的名。
God knows fully that on the, this person will not put to shame God's name.
那这个人可以经得起撒旦的挑战。
That this person can go through Satan's challenge.
所以我有时候思想这件事情，我感觉我有一些感觉。
When I think about these things, ponder upon it, I have some feeling within me.
所以如果今天撒旦还在那里挑战神的话
，If today Satan still challenge our God,
然后有。神在这个地上有没有办法找到一个人呢，能够接受撒旦的挑战？
On this earth, would there be someone that can accept this challenge?
所以弟兄姊妹，你觉得你可以接受这个挑战吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you feel you can accept this challenge?
我想我们需要主的恩典，好叫我们不羞辱他的名。
I feel we need God's grace so we do not put His name to shame.
那个有一首诗歌好，319首。
There's a hymn, 319.
主爱长阔高深。我很简单交通一下。那个圣徒诗歌319好，叫主爱长阔高深。
Hymnary 319, what life, breath, height, and depth? It's the love of God.
是这件事情就是说发生在这个作诗的这个弟兄李弟兄21岁的时候。
This thing happened when our brother Neil was 21.
那个时候他有一个那个时候虽然他信主只有四年。
He has just believed in the Lord for about 4 years.
但其实主已经很用他了。他
But the Lord already used him greatly.
所以他有一次去一个地方讲道。
When he was, preaching at one place.
他讲的题目就是说，除你以外，在天还有谁呢？除你以外，在地，我也没有所爱慕的。
That he was preaching about there is none beside thee here and on heaven I have none beside.
所以当那天他想到说他交通了这件事情的时候
，So when he was sharing about this,
神突然问他自己
，God asked him,
你觉得你自己真的能够说这句话吗
？The Lord asked him.Are you able to really say that for you yourself?
他当神这样子呼叫他的时候，他就想说，哦，我还不能说这句话，虽然我已经讲到讲了。
When God spoke to him, he feel, you know, he, even though he had preached about this, for him personally, he couldn't say it.
哦，原来他有一个从小青梅竹马的一个女朋友。
There was one that he grew up with, a girl that he liked.
进了大学之后是个校花。
She was the
okay.
homecoming queen when she was in college.
他们是从小就有感情的。
They were very in love.
但弟兄信主之后，这个女孩子对福音完全都没有兴趣。
After our brother came to the Lord, this girl has no interest in the gospel.
所以我们弟兄就跟神有很多的挣扎。
So our brother has much struggle with the Lord.
他说他知道信跟不信不能在一起。
He knows that he can't be with one that doesn't believe.
所以呢，他说啊，主啊，你如果让他信主啊，我们在一起的话，我就去新疆、去蒙古传道都可以。
He told the Lord, Lord, if you let her believe in you, then I'll go to Xinjiang to Mongolia to with for you.
对，但是稀奇的是，神的呼召不是呼召叫他去新疆去蒙古。
But the Lord's calling is not for our brother to go to Xinjiang or Mongol.
神的呼召很简单。
The Lord's calling is very simple.
你要把这件事情放下。
That you are to let the thing go.
所以当他被主的爱摸着之后呢
？When he was touched by the Lord's love.
他说：“主啊，我把。”这件事情完全放下。
He said, Lord, I let go of this thing completely.
所以 所以他答应了他呼他反应了那个呼召。
So he responded to that calling.
在那天主要他做的使命很简单。
The minister, the,
很简单也不简单。
It was very the mission was very clear, but not easy.
但是但他答应了这个那天他使命他完成了他把它统统放下。
But he completed it because he let it go.
所以放下之后呢他写了这首诗歌。
After he let go, he wrote this hymn.
21岁。
At age 21.
那他这个整个人就完全有一个很大的改变。
Now, he turned, there was much change in him, he was turned around.
对如果我时间没记错的话之后他在福州引进了一个他们在福州引进了一个相当大的一个福音的复兴。
If I remember correctly, in Fuzhou at that time, after this happened, there was a great revival.
所以，但是对我们有一些弟兄啊，我们很感觉蛮深刻的是第九节。
For many brothers, verse 9 touches us.
他在第一节到第八节的时候，他受了主的一个那个爱的充满哦，他要一生跟随主。
From verse 1 through 8, he was filled with God's love to follow the Lord his entire life.
但是第九节的时候，他有一个感觉哈，他有办法一生完成他的使命吗？
In verse 9, he thought, am I able to complete this ministry?
他说啊，这个世界上撒旦世界肉体啊，各样的事情啊，能够叫我不跟随主。
Then here, Satan, world, and flesh, it can cause me not to follow my Lord.
所以他心中有个感觉，神啊，你如果不加添我的力量的话，我可能会羞辱你的名。
And in him, he felt that unless the Lord empower him from within, he would put God's name in shame.
弟兄姊妹，那是一个我不知道使命感或是责任感。
I don't know. It's a sense of that mission or that sense of responsibility.
也就是说，他感觉哈。我身上有个责任，我不能羞辱主的名。
They have this responsibility on me that I cannot put God's name into shame.
我是一个软弱的器皿，没有错，但是我里面有一个使命的感觉。
Even though I'm a weak vessel, but I have this sense of responsibility in me.
但愿当撒旦挑战神的时候
，that when Satan challenges God,
我们是神在天上所看到一个 candidate 是能够接受挑战。
That when Satan challenges God, then from heaven, God sees that we are such a candidate that can accept this challenge.
对，当我最近我知道，当我最近在思想那个启示录有七个教会的书信，对不对
？When I was thinking about Revelation, there are seven churches.
那里面有
letters to seven churches.
每一个教会的书信都有同样的一个话语。
In all the letters, there's this sentence that keeps repeating.
他说啊，凡有耳可听的就应当听。
Those who have an ear, let them hear. Let him hear.
凡有耳可听的就应当听。
Those who have an ear, let him hear.
七次。
Seven times.
所以我前阵在思想的时候，哇，神做事其实他不随便重复。
The Lord, when he does things, he does not just repeat things anyhow.
如果他要重复的话，那一定是相当，它里面感觉是很重要。
When he repeats it, he feels it is very important.
在这边有一个地方，他把一件事情重复七次。
But here there is a place that he repeats it seven times.
所以感觉好像神在那里一直在呼叫这件事情，你要听得见。
That the Lord keeps calling for this matter that you hear it.
如果我有得胜者的呼召的话，要听得见。
That is the calling for the overcomers. You have to hear it.
他七次，感觉好像他怕我们。不够反应，要用七次来叫我们。
Seven times he calls us, it's as if he fears that we did not hear him. He calls for us seven times.
所以弟兄姊妹，神真的巴不得我们对他的话语、对他的呼召有反应。
God wants us to have respond to his words and to his calling.
在那个在圣经的历史上面，有一段时间。真的是基本上是完全空白。
In the history of the Bible, there's a period of time that's completely empty.
就是在旧约圣经最后面那四百年。
And the back of the Old Testament, those 400 years.
对，完全没有主的话，没有神的话。
There's completely no word from the Lord.
所以我会感觉好像神完完全全沉默下来。
That the Lord kept silence.
神为什么要沉默？他不是喜欢向人说话吗？
Why did he keep silent? he loves to talk to men.
因为那个原因是他找不到说话的对象。
But the reason is because he could not find one that he can speak to.
他找不到人能够听见他的呼召。
He could not find one that would listen, that could listen to his calling.
所以弟兄姊妹，我体会神的心的时候，其实神感觉是非常受压的。
When we see God's heart, he is much burdened.
他何等巴不得人能够明白他的心意。
How he wants for us to understand his purpose.
但是有四百年，神把他嘴巴封住。
But 400 years, he kept silence.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要像以赛亚一样说，主啊，我愿意听见你的差遣。
That we are like Isaiah, that Lord, we want to hear your sending us.
那我愿意主你差遣我。
That I'm willing, God, that you sent me.
所以我想这个使命感哈，其实就是我们的责任感。跟我们的忠心是有关系的。
That this ministry is our sense of responsibility has to do with our faith.
所以神不仅要在找那些有反应的人。
It has to do with our faithfulness. Not only the Lord is looking for those who respond to Him.
他也在找那些有反应而且会能够忠心的人。
To have response and to be faithful.
这个忠心这件事情哈，在圣经上好多地方都有。
Many places in the Bible speaks about this faithfulness.
我们就举一个小的地方，是提摩太前书第一章。
First Timothy chapter one.
提摩太前书第一章十二节。
Verse 12.
提摩太前书第一章十二节，我感谢那给我力量的，我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心。派我服侍他。
And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled me for that he counted me faithful putting me into the ministry.
所以哈，神以他为中心，所以他能够服侍主。
The Lord counted him to be faithful so he can serve the Lord.
其实我就弟兄姊妹，不知道你们有没有都感觉，我自己其实也是这样的情况。
I don't know if you feel this way, but I have this I feel this way.
有时候很多时候我们对自己的工作，然后学业，或者我们家里面一些事情，我们很尽我们的责任。
Many times our work, our school, our family, we are very we put up we are very responsible. We do it all.
但是对主的事情很马虎。
But to the things of the Lord, we are not like wise.
对，有时候我教一些事情给我的小朋友做哈，我都很都完全没有信心。
Sometimes I ask my little ones to do things. I don't trust them.
对，请你们请小朋友们把这一块呢，这个东西都收好。
I didn't have confidence in them. I asked them to clean up this area.
那基本上那就是漏东漏西这边乱。
They picked up, but they left some behind.
所以神他要找那个能够忠心的人哦，他能够把事情信托给他。
The Lord is looking for those who are faithful that He can entrust His ministry to them.
哎，如果弟兄姊妹是在工作的人哈、
perhaps you are working.
如果你的 manager 你的老板哈、把什么事情交给你啊，你会不会很小心的要把它做好。
If your manager entrusts something to you, aren't you very careful about completing it?
至少我是很小心要做。
At least on my part, I am.
对，老板教的事情，我们都这么小心要做好。那我们对神的事情的反应是什么呢
？If I'm so careful before my manager, how about before the Lord?
所以我常常有一个感觉，就是一个使命跟责任的感觉呢，可以成为我们一个推动的力量。
I often feel that this ministry, the sense of responsibility, can be pushing us forward. It's like a strength.
我举一些例子。
Some examples.
那个我在信主之后呢，就参加擘饼聚会。
After I come to the Lord, I came to the breaking of bread meeting.
那个时候我们擘饼聚会。祷告人不太多。
There are not many who pray during the meeting.
那我虽然信主年日不是很多。
I have not believed in the Lord for a long time.
但我心里面，我也不懂得怎么责任感，但是我心里面自然有一种感觉。
I have no sense of responsibility, but I have this feeling in myself.
哎，我觉得这是神的聚会啊，好像里面很安静，好像很怪。
That this is the Lord's meeting and it's so quiet, it's awkward, you know, it's weird.
那我觉得这个神的聚会不是应该就是弟兄姊妹很有很丰富的这个祷告跟诗歌来赞美主吗？
That in God's meeting, brothers and sisters should have abundant praise and prayer to the Lord.
对，所以那个时候我根本祷告是上去结结巴巴接下去那种。
At that time, I pray. I kind of stuttle.
不是很 smooth.
Yeah, not very smoothly.
但是我就感觉里面有一个驱动的力量，我觉得我应该祷告。
But within me, there's a power pushing me, encouraging me to pray.
不是为着我自己，我觉得为着这个聚会的缘故，我觉得我应该祷告。
Not for myself, but for this meeting, I feel I should pray.
结果我后来发现，好多年长弟兄他们年轻的时候都有这种感觉。
Later on, I found out that many brothers before me have this sense when they were younger.
对，孙弟兄有这样的交通。
Brother Sun has shared this before too.
年轻的时候，我们好几个年轻弟兄感觉这个神的这个聚会呢，要有生命，要有那个，要有祷告。
That brothers feel that you know God's meeting should have life, should have prayer.
所以他们有一个使命跟一个责任的感觉在里面驱动他们祷告。
They have this sense of responsibility, this mission that they want to pray.
但祷告还永远是从我们心中的真实的发表，那是一定要的。
But prayer should always be out of our hearts. That is very important.
另外就是。有一些，如果弟兄姊妹有小孩
brothers and sisters, you have kids?
大部分都没有。对 ，OK， 我举一个平常例子，就如果有小孩哈。
If you have little kids?
有一天，或者说有一天哈，你突然感觉。
Maybe one day you feel.
这个小孩以后不认识主的话，不行啊。
That if this child do not know the Lord in the future, that's impossible.
Yeah, 我不要以为说我们常常聚会，他以后自动一定会信主，不会的。
We cannot take for granted that the child will believe in the Lord.
不会，是自动会爱主。
That automatically the child will love the Lord. That we can't think it this way.
但是你有个感觉，你觉得这个小孩子一生哈。我有个很重的负担，我觉得他应该要爱主，要信主，要爱主。
That we should have this burden for the child, that the child should know the Lord and to love the Lord.
我就感觉这个可以成为我们里面一个责任感。
This can be our sense of responsibility.
什么意思呢？就是说，我不要让我自己呢成为小孩子的绊脚石。
That I do not become a stumbling block for my children.
我就是说，我就发现说。我在家里面呢，我也不敢太随便。
That at home, I would not just do what I want to do.
我也不太敢说，哎呀，这个神跟我很远没关系，让我在那边做自己的事情。
As if it's okay that God is far from me, that I can do my own things.
因为我觉得说我的情况呢，会影响我的小孩。
That what I am today, my condition would affect my child.
如果我一直软弱下去的话，那我以后成了他的绊脚石，他没有办法信主爱主。
If I continue to weaken, then I become his stumbling block.
我觉得这是一个里面一个责任感驱动我们一个敬畏的心过我们的生活。
The sense of responsibility causes us to have the fear of the Lord.
如果弟兄姊妹我们多在一起聚会，慢慢明白这个弟兄姊妹是连在一起在神的家里面。
If we gather together and we understand that brothers and sisters are to linked together in the house of the Lord.
然后你也把神的家当做自己家的时候。
That you take God's house to be your house.
就是怎么样？我们里面开始有一种责任感。
Then in us there will be a sense of responsibility.
我觉得我不太敢随便失败。
That I dare not be defeated.
因为我一失败好，我如果我失败，我自己。坏掉那就算了。
If I become defeated, then you know it's okay for me to go down.
但问题是，当我一个人失败的时候，因为我们是连在一起的缘故，我也影响了其他弟兄。
That because we are linked together, I would affect other brothers and sisters.
所以有的时候，这种感觉哈，让我们觉得， 我人会柔软，但是我自己心愿上面我不敢随便的软弱失败。
Men would have weakness, but in our hearts we should have this burden that we dare not be defeated.
Yeah, 不仅是我自己的缘故，也是为着弟兄姊妹的缘故。
Not just for myself, but for the sake of brothers and sisters.
所以有时候聚会你要感觉我是聚会里面的一个供应的人。
That
不是旁观的人。
In the meeting, we are not just bystanders. We are one that is in there.
所以我也常常有感觉就是。
To provide for the meeting.
Yeah, 如果我自己是一个生命很沉闷的情况。
That my life is kind of low. I mean, I'm on the low side.
那其实大家如果只看重自己的话，那就觉得自己好像，或者说这样，我为了有个感觉，愿意弟兄姊妹在一起，有一个生命的活泼跟丰富。
To have the sense that once brothers and sisters, when we gather together, have this life that is lively.
所以我们也求主让我的生命常常的。活泼新鲜
that we ask the Lord that before Him our lives are often lively and abundant.
所以我希望，弟兄姊妹可以有摸着这个感觉哈。
I hope you touch the sense.
就是一些的责任的感觉跟使命的感觉，能够驱使我们好好敬畏活在主面前。
The sense of responsibility and ministry will cause us to live in the fear of the Lord.
所以神在历世历代。找有反应的人。
So in generations, God has been looking for those who have a response toward Him.
然后找有忠心的人。
Those who have faithfulness toward Him.
然后还有一件事情。
One more thing.
他要不顾一切而完成他使命的人。
That at all costs he would complete his ministry.
请看《使徒行传》第二十章二十四节。
Acts chapter 20.
二十三二十四节。
23-24
使徒行传二十章二十三二十四节
Acts chapter 20 verses 23-24
但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证说有捆锁与患难等待我我却不以性命为念也不看为宝贵只要行完我的路程成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事证明神恩惠的福音
Save that the Holy Ghost witnessed in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
请看二十四节。
Let's look at verse 24.
有三个元素啊。
There are three elements.
第一个元素保罗说我不以性命为念也不看我的性命为宝贵
First, neither count my life dear unto myself
第二个元素他说我只要行完我的路程也就是说从主耶稣所领受的那个使命呢就是我的路程我要把它行完
That I might finish my course that what the ministry that the Lord has given me I will finish it
然后第三个元素就是能够见证神的恩惠的福音。
And lastly, to be able to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前，神预备了一生的道路。
Our Lord prepared our whole life.
那就是我们一生的路程。
Our course.
那个一生的路程，也就是神所托付我们的使命。
This life's course is what the Lord has entrusted us, His ministry.
也就是说，我们在我们的一生当中，我们主信托给我们，要我们完成他托付的使命。
That is to say that in our whole life, this is the course that the Lord has entrusted us to finish.
但是如果要行完的话
But in order to finish the course,
有很多的艰难
Many afflictions.
所以保罗这边说哈为了行完的缘故呢，我根本不以我的性命为念。
That in order to finish his course, he doesn't count his life dear unto himself.
我们的命是我们最宝贵的东西。
We hold our life so precious.
他说，但是使命大过了我的命。
But his ministry is bigger than my life.
这命根本不算为宝贵。
The life is not counted as dear.
我可以付任何代价，只要行完我的使命。
That at any course and any cost, I would finish my course.
这是保罗他一生的心志。
That is his life's goal.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个我就举主耶稣他自己的例子。
I'll give an example of our own Lord.
主耶稣来到这个地上呢，他有一个使命。
That when our Lord Jesus came, he has a ministry.
他不是，我想弟兄姊妹知道，他不是来地上开玩笑。
He's not here just to.
就是好像展示给，OK， 他来地上是有一个严肃的使命。
He came for a serious ministry.
就是要走这条十字架的道路。
That to walk this way of the cross.
最后被钉在十字架上，成就这个救恩。
That at the end to be nailed on the cross to complete the salvation.
在这个过程当中啊，有很多的事情可以影响这个使命。
During the whole process, there are things that will affect this ministry.
我们知道有很多人逼迫他。
Many persecuted him.
那个法利赛人、犹太人根本就是轻看他。
The Pharisees, the Jews, they despise him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们如果神给我们一个使命的话，如果受到轻看、受到逼迫，这些会成为我们的使命的这个拦阻。
In the ministry, we will have persecution. We will have people will despise us, and it will become an obstacle for us.
还有一些情况，比如说主耶稣有时候有一次说我要受死。
At one point, the Lord said, I will.Die.
那彼得就很可怜，他说：“主啊，主啊，不可以，不可以，这个太可怜了。”
Peter showed pity on him and said, "No, Lord, never."
对，有人的人情跟这个里面的那个可怜的感觉。
Yeah, man's relationships this show feeling of pityness, pitifulness.
所以各样的逼迫，各样的人情，各样我们里面的感觉。更要这个环境的这些拦阻，不能成为我们主的完成使命的这些绊脚的石头。
All the persecution, for people to despise us, what we feel inside relationships, these are not to become our obstruction.
对，甚至说有些人要永立这个耶稣做王了。
Many wanted to have our Lord be king.
这是人的荣耀。要给他了。
This is man's glory. They wanted to give it to him.
就是说不要。
The Lord said no.
因为他必须要完成他这条十字架道路的事。
Because he had to complete the ministry of the way of the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，神在寻找有反应、愿意忠心，并且不顾一切要完成他使命的人。
So the Lord is looking for those who have a response and faithful, and at all costs they are going to finish.The ministry.
我希望我不会讲得太遥远。
I hope I'm not talking a little too far.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们可以想想自己了。
Brothers and sisters, we can think about ourselves.
我们的繁忙的工作可以成为我们的拦阻。
Our busy work can become our obstruction.
然后小孩子可以成为我们使命的拦阻。
Our children can become our obstruction to our ministry.
有时候睡觉可以成为拦阻。
Sometimes sleep can become our obstruction.
我知道有弟兄姊妹这个。小孩子要睡觉，所以不能来聚会。
Some brothers and sisters, because kids need to sleep, so they cannot come to the meeting.
所以要睡觉，所以这个服事的机会就不要了。
So your opportunity for ministry they thrown away.
那有时候有一些弟兄姊妹给我们一些好像受伤的感觉。
Sometimes brothers and sisters hurt us.
然后我就没办法继续追求主。
Then I'm able to follow the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有好多的拦阻。
Brothers and sisters, we have many obstructions.
但是我们必须说，这些我们都怎么讲？这些都不要看为宝贵，都通通扔掉。
That we do not hold these things as treasure, that we will throw them all away.
我唯一集中的是要完成神在我们身上托付的事。
And one thing, we are to finish what the Lord has entrusted us.
在那个，我最后再讲一点。
Lastly.
那个在圣经里面呢，有一位非常忠心的仆人。
There is one who is very faithful.
摩西。
Moses.
他是在神的全家在神的家中全然尽忠的。
He was faithful in the house of the Lord.
我在一些年前啊，跟一些弟兄姊妹看那个旷野的路程。
When I was looking at this in the wilderness.
旷野有42站，就是他们出埃及到旷野有42个站口。42
stations in the wilderness after they left Egypt.
所以那个时候有一个 我们有个感觉哈，当我们在看这个旷野的路程的时候，有几个角度可以来看它。
We can look at it from different angles.
在第一个角度就是说，神的一个大能的膀臂呢，带领以色列人经过这个旷野。
That the Lord's mighty arm led them through the wilderness.
那第二个角度呢，我们就看见以色列人那个悖逆跟不幸成为我们的鉴戒。
And we also see the Israelites' their rebellion become our warning.
然后第三个角度呢，就是看神在这个过程当中怎么使用摩西这个器皿。
That God in this process how He used Moses this vessel.
所以，当我们在看摩西这个角度的时候
，When we look at the angle at Moses，
我们发现摩西40年是埃及的王子。
That 40 years he was the prince of Egypt.
然后中间的40年呢，神把他带到旷野，什么事都不让他干。
And 40 years he was in the wilderness.
但是当他在80岁的时候
，When he was 80 years of age，
他看到一个很大的异象
，You see a great vision，
然后神就呼召他
，God called him，
差遣他要带领以色列人出埃及，要进迦南
，And sent him to bring the Israelites out of Egypt into Canaan。
所以在那个摩西人生最低谷的时候呢
，And at his lowest point，
神给他了一个荣耀的呼召
，God gave him a glorious calling。
这是一个很弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大的使命啊
！It is a great ministry.
我这是在这个想象。
I was trying to imagine.
当神要给他这个使命的时候，说你要去找那个法老。
When God gave him this mission to go look for Pharaoh.
你知道法老是当时这个埃及这么强盛国家的一国之尊啊。
He was the great one in this country.
然后统领这。整个这个强大的国家的那个国王
，He reigned over the strong country。
然后摩西是那个80岁的那个糟老头这样。
Moses was this eighty-year-old man。
但是神把一个荣耀的使命呢，叫摩西能够肩负起来。
But God entrusted Moses this great ministry and have Moses carried it。
虽然他有胆怯，但是靠着主的恩典哈，他。往前行
Even though he was afraid, but by the grace of God, he went forth.
所以当神托付这个使命的时候呢，你会发现摩西已经40年完全把什么埃及学的通通丢光了。
At time when God entrusted Moses this ministry, Moses have already using 40 years left everything that he knew in Egypt.
所以这边有个很重要原则，就是说神给使命的时候呢
，When the Lord gives us a ministry,
他不需要人的才干、智慧跟能力。
He doesn't need man's ability and wisdom and might.
他要人能够借着他的恩典呢，能够承受，能够完成他的使命。
He wants man by his grace to complete his ministry.
所以当这个摩西在这个旷野路程里面
，So when Moses was in this journey in the wilderness,
他很忠心的照着神颁布律法。
He faithfully gave the commandments.
然后建立了会幕
To build the tabernacle.
啊，让神第一次真的能够好像略略的住在人的当中
That for the first time, as if God can come to live amongst men.
然后在旷野里面有很多的外面来的征战
And in wilderness, there were a lot of battles.
然后有一个很麻烦，像那个亚玛利人，这些人都很麻烦
The Amalekites, they're troublesome people.
不过他在这完成使命的过程当中，还有一个更厉害的挑战。
And this process of completing his ministry, that was a great challenge.
就是他自己的弟兄们。
And his own brothers.
所以当他从那个颁布那个接受那个十诫之后，到了山下的时候。
After he received the commandments, he came down.
他就看到弟兄们在那边拜金牛犊。
And his brothers are worshiping the golden calf.
然后有一次，那个他的哥哥跟他的姐姐呢，在那边嫉妒他。
That his brother and sister was jealous of him.
然后有一次，有一家那个可拉一党啊，完全在背叛他。
And the people of Koran was rebel against him.
然后以色列人哈，一次一次又刚硬不信。
And again and again, the Israelites they were very hardened.
又在抱怨。
And they were mumbling.
有一段圣经我不念啊。有一次摩西真的，其实，在前期的时候，摩西有一次很受不了。
At one point, Moses couldn't stand this anymore.
哎呀，他说啊，他说神啊，这些人又不是我生的。
He said, "Lord, I did not bear these people."
但是我你还要我把他们当作小孩一样，好像那个带领他们，喂养他们。
But God, you still want me to nurture them, to feed them.
他们这个多次的这个抱怨。
Many times they grumble against you.
那个我受不了了。
I can't stand it anymore.
你让我死了算了。
Let me die.
所以弟兄姊妹，当摩西在完成这个使命的过程当中，非常的艰难的。
In this process, he had difficulties.
但是外面好像有很多的压力跟重担。
There were pressure and he was heavy burden from without.
但是我们发现呢，神的恩典呢，扶持这个摩西呢，能够完成他的使命。
But God's grace sustained him to finish his ministry.
所以当摩西在死的时候呢
，When Moses died,
神把他带到一个高山上，皮斯加山上。
God, when he died, when he was going to die, God brought him up to the high mountain of Mount Pisgah.
那给他看见。整个那个迦南美地神所应许的那个地方
to see the entire land of Canaan that the Lord has promised them.
所以我心中有个感觉哈
I have this feeling in my heart.
虽然摩西不能进迦南美地
even though he could not enter into the land of Canaan.
但是当在他人生末了的时候
at the end of his life,
神把他带到高处
the Lord brought him to a high place.
看到神所应许的这一切
to see all that the Lord has promised.
也就是换句话说
in other words,
在神的里面呢，他觉得摩西完成了他一生的使命。
And in God's heart, Moses has completed his life's ministry.
然后他能够最后能够安息在那个高处。
That he could rest on that high place.
并且看见那个神所要应许。
And to see what God has promised.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
就神量给我们的一生的时间。
God measured out our lives.
他托付一些荣耀的。事情在我们的身上。
He entrusted glorious things unto us.
那我们需要有个回应。
We have to have a response.
我们需要忠心。
We have to be faithful.
我们需要排除一切可能的拦阻。
We have to put away all the obstructions.
好叫我们的人生最后呢，神很满意。
So at the end of our life, God is pleased with us.
圣经上有一句话，我们上次应该有念，就是我们是神手中的工作。
We are God's workmanship.
那个工作就是诗的意思。
That means a psalm.
所以我们整个一生啊，好像神在我们身上写了一首诗。
It's as if our whole life God wrote a song about it.
每个人的诗都不一样。
Everyone's song is different.
但是那个使命呢，叫我们这个人呢，成为一个美丽的一个器。
But the ministry causes.This person to be a beautiful vessel.
所以当我们到了勇士的时候
Then in eternity,
每个人都可以唱他身上的这一首诗
Everyone can sing the song, his own song.
有弟兄是这样幽默的说
Brothers have said it with humor.
会不会有人有一天唱他的诗的时候
Would it be possible that someone when he's singing his song,
然后一唱就是休止符
when he sings, it comes to a rest.
一唱就全部都是休止符。
All the song is rest, rest, rest.
所以那个诗里面好像完全是休息，不，完全是什么都没有。
In the song, there's just nothing in there.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们盼望说我们在我们一生的使命里面，叫我们这个人呢，神能够制作我们成为他一首美丽的诗。
We hope that in our life, in our ministry, God can make a song out of it.
好像在这使命外面好多的这些各样的事情跟拦阻。
That outside of this ministry, there are a lot of things and a lot of obstructions.
但神总是赐够用的恩典，能够在那些愿意忠心摆下的人。
But God always gives sufficient grace for those who are faithful, laying down everything.
好，我想我今天就交通到这边。
I'll just share here today.
但愿弟兄姊妹，我们听得见神向我们的呼叫。
May we hear the Lord's calling.
我们对他的这个。那个呼叫有反应。
That we respond to His calling.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们实在感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
是你把我们提升了。
That you have raised us up.
你叫我们能够在你这个荣耀的这个使命上面有份。
You cause us to have a part in your glorious ministry.
我们真实的感觉，我们要祷告求主开我们的眼。
We truly feel we have to pray to you to open our eyes.
因为我们把我们的使命看得太小了。
We see too little of this ministry.
主啊，愿主你把你荣耀的 荣耀的光照在我们的心中。
Lord, shine into our hearts with your glorious light.
主啊，当你对我们每个弟兄姊妹心中说话的时候
，When you speak to every one of us，
也许只是生活当中一点小的呼召
，Maybe it's a calling in our lives, very little calling。
也许你今天叫我们呼召我们活在你面前
，Maybe you call us to live before you。
主啊，也许你今天呼召我们，叫我们放下一个我们放不下。
Maybe you call us to let go of things that we cannot let go of.
叫我们听得见。
Let us hear you.
好，叫我们能够完成你的使命。
That we can hear you and we can complete your ministry.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，聚会到这边，就请弟兄姊妹，如果去 Dragon Buffet 的话，就往那边移动。